Number 144 from April 2018, A Human Doing. In preparation for the chemical dependency lecture series that we are now presenting to the community, I had a chance to review my own family history. My father's family was, fortunately, a very functional group of German farmers who knew how to parent and were very solid spiritual people. My mother's family, on the other hand, was quite dysfunctional. Her father was an alcoholic and was old and drunk when she was growing up. Her mother was uneducated, shy, and backward, and intimidated by anything new. Mom had a choice of either sitting around bemoaning the fact that her parents were no help in anything she might want to do, or else dig into it on her own and get it done. She chose the second path, to dig in and do it herself. Her motto was, "If it is to be, it is up to me." My wife, Deborah, believes that I think my mother was perfect, but that's not accurate. I know that my mom had many character defects from growing up in dysfunction that plagued her over the years until she worked on them in her own recovery. But although I know she was not perfect, she was remarkable. She could do anything and do it in a hurry. She was a registered nurse, high school teacher, waitress, bookkeeper, insurance salesman, and business owner. There was nothing she could not do, just things she hadn't gotten to yet. The downside, however, of her growing up in dysfunction was that she derived most of her self-worth by doing and accomplishing. She was really more of a human doing than she was a human being. It was hard for her to relax and feel good about herself if she was not working and not busy. Even when she was sick with cancer and was dying, she tried to stay busy. I remember that my sister and I went to Minnesota to spend some time with her as she was dying, and she was watching television one afternoon. She said, I think I could watch my program that I like if I would work on this sewing while I do it. My sister said, "You know what, Mom? You could probably watch your program that you like even if you didn't work on any sewing." This apparently sounded like blasphemy to Mom because she said, "Well, you can't just sit there and do nothing." I suggested that you actually could do that, but she never bought it until the day that she died. Probably what we should have inscribed on her tombstone instead of "loving wife and mother" would have been, "Well, you can't just sit there and do nothing." It would have been much more fitting. I have to admit that since my retirement from the hospital, I have found out that I may be my mother's son. I've discovered that if I didn't have every day packed to the gills with activity, I didn't feel right. I felt guilty if I wasn't running around with a full 7-day-a-week schedule. Since the season of Lent is one of introspection and self-examination, I have to ask myself if I too, like my mother, am getting my self-worth out of what I do, make, or accomplish. Am I a human doing? The gospel message for this week includes one of the best-known verses in all of Scripture, John 3:16, the gospel in a nutshell, that reminds all of us that our relationship with God is not based on what we do, what we look like, or what virtues we bring to the table. We are loved not because of what we do, but because of who we are. We are children of God, made in His image and cherished by Him. We are a part of Him, and He simply must love us because of that. It is in His very nature to love His creation and to want to be close to it. So whatever good things we might accomplish, we need to remember that this is not for God's benefit. He already loves us, even if we just sit there and do nothing. Martin Luther reminded us that good works are not for God. He can get along fine without our good works. Good works are for the neighbor. The neighbor needs our help. So if we need to be busy, at least let us be doing that for the right reasons. We are busy helping others, not to justify ourselves, but because we feel so good about God unconditionally loving us that our gratitude spills out onto other people.